All right, let's dive into a topic that I think hits home for a lot of our listeners planning their dream trip to Italy. We're talking about travel scams,
Oh,
those
yeah.
sneaky little tricks that can really put a damper on your vacation.
Yeah.
So we've been digging into a really insightful YouTube video, Immersive Italian Travel Guidebooks, all about the most common scams targeting tourists.
Right.
You know, the ones you might not even realize you're falling for until it's too late.
Exactly.
So let's unpack some of these scams and, more importantly, how you can avoid becoming a victim.
Yeah, let's do it.
So paint a picture for us. What's one of those classic scams that tourists should be on the lookout for?
Okay, so imagine you're in Rome, right? You're strolling through a beautiful piazza, maybe near the Trevi Fountain or the Pantheon.
Okay, yeah, I'm there. I can see it.
So you're taking in the sights, the sounds, the smells, and suddenly someone approaches you with a clipboard. They look harmless enough, maybe a young person, maybe even a kid, to really tug at your heartstrings.
Oh, I see where this is going. They're going to hit me with a sob story. Ask for money.
Well, not quite. It's actually more subtle than that. They'll ask you to sign a petition.
A petition.
Yeah. For what sounds like a worthy cause, helping the disabled, protecting animals, something you know that makes you feel good.
Right.
And they'll lay on the guilt trip if you hesitate. Like, how can you say no to such a noble cause?
Wow. I can totally see myself falling for that.
Exactly. They're playing on your good intentions, and while you're distracted, signing their petition, an accomplice swoops in.
Oh no, I knew there had to be a catch.
Yeah, they're masters of sleight of hand, lifting wallets, phones from unsuspecting
So
tourists.
it's a team effort.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Wow, they're good. So it's like a distraction tactic.
Exactly. They're using the petition as a distraction while their partner picks your pocket.
So what's the best way to avoid this? Just say no to any petition.
Pretty much, yeah, especially in crowded tourist areas. Just politely decline and keep walking.
Don't even engage.
It's better to be safe than sorry. You know, you don't want to ruin your trip by being too trusting.
Okay, good advice. So trust your gut.
Yeah.
If something feels off, it probably is.
Exactly.
All right, so we've got to be wary of petitions. What other scams should we have on our radar?
Well, this one is a classic, and it often catches travelers off guard, especially after a long flight. The overpriced taxi ride.
Ah, those infamous taxi scams. I've heard horror stories.
Yeah, they're out there. And they're banking on you being tired, disoriented, unfamiliar with the city.
Right, you're just trying to get to your hotel.
Exactly. So some drivers might refuse to use the meter.
Oh no.
Yeah, they'll claim it's broken or that there is a special holiday rate.
A holiday rate, come
I
on.
know, right? It's totally made up.
So how do you know if you're getting ripped off?
Well, they might also take you on a ridiculously long roundabout route to inflate the fare.
Oh, sneaky. So what's the best way to avoid this?
First and foremost, always use official taxi stands. Don't be tempted by unofficial drivers who approach you offering a better deal.
Right. Stick to the designated areas.
Exactly. And before you even get in the taxi, make sure it has a visible meter and license number.
Good point.
And don't be afraid to ask for an estimated fare up front or insist on the meter being used.
Yeah, be assertive. Know your rights.
If the driver gives you any pushback, that's a major red flag.
Okay, got it. So official taxi stands, visible meter, and don't be afraid to speak up.
You got it.
All right, let's move on to a scam that unfortunately is a problem in many tourist destinations. Pickpocketing.
Oh, yeah, pickpocketing. Big problem, especially in Italy's crowded tourist hotspots.
Like the Colosseum or St. Mark's Square.
Exactly. Places where everyone's jostling for space, taking photos, distracted.
It's like a pickpocket's paradise.
Pretty much. They're incredibly skilled, often working in teams to distract you.
Teams. So how does that work?
Well, one person might bump into you accidentally, spill something on your clothes, or create a commotion.
Okay, and while you're cleaning up or figuring out what's going on?
Their partner swoops in and lifts your wallet or phone.
Wow, it all happens so fast.
It does. They're professionals.
So how can we protect ourselves?
Awareness is key. Be extra vigilant in crowded places. Keep your bag close to your body, zipped closed, preferably a crossbody style.
So make yourself a less appealing target.
Exactly. Anti-theft bags with slash-proof straps and locking zippers are a good investment.
Okay, noted. So be aware. Keep your valuables secure. Any other anti-pickpocketing tips?
Never, ever keep your phone or wallet in your back pocket.
Oh, yeah, that's just asking for
It's
trouble.
like an open invitation.
All right, so we've covered petitions, taxis, and pickpocketing.
Right.
What other scams should we be wary of?
This one plays on our love of entertainment. The street performer scam.
Street performers. I love watching street performers. How can that be a scam?
Well, think about it. You're captivated by a musician, a magician, a mime. Your attention is completely absorbed.
Right, you're enjoying the show.
And your guard drops just a little.
And that's when they strike.
Exactly. While you're mesmerized, someone might accidentally bump into you, and in that split second, your wallet's gone.
Wow, that's sneaky. So, how can you enjoy street performances safely?
If you decide to stop and watch, try to position yourself with your back to a wall.
Okay, so you can see what's coming.
Yeah. Or choose a spot where you have a good view without being in the thick of the crowd.
Good tips. So, enjoy the show, but don't let it steal your attention completely.
Right.
All right, one last scam on our list, and this one is a little more personal. The friendly local scam.
Oh, this one can be tricky.
Why is that?
Because it plays on our trust, our desire to connect with locals.
Right, you want to feel like you're experiencing the culture authentically.
Exactly. So imagine you're consulting your map, looking a little lost,
Okay, I've been there.
and a seemingly friendly stranger approaches you, eager to help.
Own.
They might recommend a better restaurant, offer to take your photo.
Or even give you a little gift.
Exactly. And it all seems so genuine, but then the switch flips.
What do you mean?
They start demanding money for their services.
Oh, wow.
Or worse, they could be working with pickpockets.
So they're using the distraction to steal your belongings.
Yep, they're pretty clever.
That's awful. It makes you question everyone's
I
motives.
know, it can be disheartening. But remember, not everyone is out to get you.
Right. But how can you tell the difference between genuine kindness and a scam?
Be wary of overly friendly strangers who approach you unsolicited.
Okay, so if they're a little too eager, that's a red flag.
Yeah. And never accept free gifts.
Good point. There's no such thing as a free lunch, especially when it comes to travel scams.
Exactly. If someone insists on helping you with directions or taking your photo, politely decline and move on.
Trust your gut.
Always trust your gut.
Okay, so we've got to be cautious, but we also don't want to be paranoid and miss out on genuine interactions.
Right. It's all about finding that balance.
So we've covered some specific scams, but are there any general tips for staying safe in Italy?
Absolutely. And these really apply to travel anywhere in the world. It all boils down to awareness and common sense.
Common sense, sometimes it's the hardest thing to have when you're in a new and exciting place.
I know, it's true. But it's your best defense against scams. Trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is.
Don't ignore those gut feelings.
Exactly. And stay alert, especially in crowded places. Those are prime spots for scammers.
So keep your head on a swivel, so to speak.
Yeah, be aware of your surroundings. Keep your valuables secure and be mindful of who you engage with.
Don't be afraid to say no.
Exactly. And learning a few basic Italian phrases can go a long way.
Like, no thank you, or I don't understand.
Even just a little bit of the local language can show that you're not a completely clueless tourist, making you less of a target.
Right. It shows you've done your homework.
And speaking of homework, research common scams in the areas you'll be visiting. There's tons of information online and in guidebooks.
So be prepared. Being prepared is key.
All right, those are all fantastic tips. Hopefully, they will help keep you safe.
Anything else we should keep in mind before we wrap up this part of our deep dive?
Just this: don't let the fear of scams ruin your trip. Italy is a beautiful country with so much to offer.
Yeah.
Go in with your eyes wide open, armed with knowledge and a healthy dose of skepticism, and you'll have an amazing time.
Well said. So we're back digging deeper into these Italian travel scams. You know, it's amazing how these scammers exploit our vulnerabilities as tourists.
Yeah, they really are masters of psychology.
It's true. Whether we're tired, excited, just trying to be helpful, they always seem to find the perfect moment to pounce. But knowledge is power, and that's why we're here.
Exactly.
So let's recap. In part one, we covered some of those classic scams, the fake petitions,
Right.
the overpriced taxi rides, pickpocketing in those busy tourist spots,
Yeah.
and even how street performers can be part of the act.
And let's not forget the friendly local scam.
Oh, yeah, that one's a heartbreaker. Really preys on our desire to connect with people.
It does.
So it's a good reminder that anyone can fall victim to a scam, even seasoned travelers.
Yeah.
But it's also important to remember that not everyone in Italy is out to get you.
Oh, absolutely not. There are plenty of genuine, kind-hearted people who are happy to help tourists.
Right.
It's all about finding that balance between staying cautious and still being open to those authentic experiences.
That's a great point. So how do we walk that tightrope? What are some key takeaways that can help us stay safe and scam-free without becoming overly paranoid?
I think one of the most important things is to trust your instincts. You know, if something feels off about a situation or an interaction, it probably is.
It's that little voice in your head.
Exactly. And remember, it's always okay to say no. Or to walk away from a situation that feels uncomfortable, even if it means seeming rude.
Better safe than sorry. Now, what about when you genuinely need help or information? Who can you trust?
If you're unsure about something, approach a trusted source, like a hotel concierge or a police officer. They're there to help tourists.
Good point. They're less likely to steer you towards a tourist trap.
Right.
We've also talked about the importance of preparation, doing your research before you travel.
Absolutely.
So learn about common scams in the areas you're visiting.
Right. There are so many resources available online, in guidebooks. You can even search for scams specific to the city or region you're going to.
That's smart. And once you're there, stay alert in crowded areas, keep those valuables secure, and be mindful of who you engage with.
Right. It's also a good idea to have a backup plan just in case.
Like what?
Keep a copy of your passport and credit card information separate from your actual documents.
Oh, that's good in case of theft.
Exactly.
So it's all about being prepared for the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Even if it never happens.
Yeah.
Now, what if, despite all our precautions, the unthinkable happens and you do become a victim of a scam or theft?
Report it to the local authorities immediately.
Even if they can't recover your belongings?
Yes. It's important to document the incident. You know, it helps to raise awareness and potentially prevent others from falling prey to the same scam.
So, to recap, staying safe from scams in Italy and anywhere else in the world, really, it's about awareness, preparation, and trusting your instincts.
It's about being savvy, not paranoid.
Right.
You can have an amazing trip without letting fear of scams dominate your experience.
Exactly. Italy is a beautiful country with so much to offer. Don't let a few bad apples spoil the bunch.
Right.
And remember, we're here to help you with knowledge.
Absolutely.
Now, before we move on to part three of our deep dive, where we'll be sharing some additional tips and resources.
Okay.
Let's pause for a moment. Think about what's resonated with you so far. What are your biggest concerns about travel scams?
We'll continue this conversation and help equip you with the knowledge and confidence to travel safely and smartly.
All right. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive on Italian travel scams. You know, we've talked about a lot, like understanding how these scammers think and those practical tips to stay safe on your trip.
Yeah.
But even the most prepared traveler, right? They can still fall victim to a really clever scam.
Yeah.
So let's arm you with even more strategies and resources. One thing that comes to mind is, you know, the power of community.
Absolutely. Connecting with other travelers, both online and in person, can be so valuable. They've been in your shoes. They've probably encountered some of the same challenges.
Right. So where can people find these communities? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, social media groups, travel forums are great places to start. They're full of people who are eager to share their experiences, their tips, and even warnings about scams that they've encountered.
Well, that's smart. So you can ask questions, get real-time advice.
Absolutely.
That's great. What about when you're already in Italy? Are there resources, like, on the ground that can help?
You know, don't underestimate the value of talking to locals.
Oh, interesting.
Hotel staff, restaurant owners, shopkeepers, they have so much knowledge about the area.
Yeah.
And they're more likely to give you honest recommendations for restaurants, shops, and attractions.
Right, helping you avoid those tourist traps.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of tourist traps, you know, we've talked about doing your research, but how can you really delve deeper and find those hidden gems that aren't overrun with crowds and, you know, potential scams?
Yeah, don't just rely on those glossy brochures or the first page of Google search results.
Right.
Dig a little deeper. Read reviews from other travelers, you know, on sites like TripAdvisor or Lonely Planet.
Okay.
Look for those off-the-beaten-path experiences. Often the best travel memories come from those unexpected discoveries.
So be adventurous, be curious, and it might lead you away from some of those, you know, scam-prone areas.
Yeah.
Now, while we're talking about planning, have you ever considered using a travel agent?
Absolutely, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, or unfamiliar with Italy. A reputable travel agent or tour operator can really be a lifesaver. They can help you navigate the complexities of travel, provide those valuable recommendations, and make sure that you're booking with trustworthy providers.
It's like having a personal travel concierge.
Yeah.
Making sure that you get the most out of your trip.
Yeah.
Now, in this digital age, you know, protecting your information, that's so crucial. What advice do you have for staying safe online while traveling?
Oh, it's so important. You're right. In today's world, it's easier than ever for scammers to get information about you.
Right.
So be careful about what you share on social media, especially those specific travel plans and your location.
So no more checking in at the Coliseum.
It's best to wait until you get back home to share those highlights. And be wary of connecting to public Wi-Fi networks.
Oh, yeah. Those can be risky.
Use a VPN, you know, or your mobile data for any sensitive transactions like online banking or shopping.
Okay, so protect your digital footprint. Good advice. Let's talk about something that's always top of mind for travelers. Money. How can we manage our finances safely and avoid those money-related scams?
Well, first and foremost, avoid carrying a lot of cash. Use credit cards whenever possible because they offer more protection against fraud.
Yep.
And notify your bank of your travel plans so they don't flag any unusual activity and freeze your account.
Well, that's a good one.
That can be a nightmare.
It has happened to me before.
Yeah.
Yeah, not fun. So plan ahead.
Plan ahead and keep your bank in the loop.
Okay, good. Now, what about exchanging currency?
If you need to exchange currency, do it at a reputable bank or exchange bureau.
Okay.
Avoid those shady kiosks that promise better rates. They often have hidden fees or, worse, counterfeit bills.
Oh, wow.
So just stick to official channels, even if it means a slightly less favorable exchange rate.
Right. Better safe than sorry. And finally, let's talk about travel insurance.
Travel insurance is often overlooked, but it can really be a lifesaver if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Make sure your policy covers medical emergencies, lost or stolen luggage, and trip cancellations.
It's one of those things you hope you never need.
You got it. It just gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it, a comprehensive guide to outsmarting those travel scams in Italy and beyond.
Right.
It's all about awareness, being prepared, and being confident.
Don't let fear hold you back from experiencing the beauty and wonder of Italy or any other destination.
Knowledge is your best defense. And a little preparation and common sense can make for a safe and unforgettable Italian adventure.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe you can share your tips and experiences with future travelers. Help create a more informed and empowered travel community.
That's a great point. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.